Well, one of the stories of a stay-at-home mom. So my oldest goes to school from, he has to be there at 10:30 and he gets picked up at 1:30. Well, this morning at 10 o'clock, I go outside to start my truck and what does it do? Click, 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 dead. So at first I text the mother half. I was like, well, he's not going to school today because the truck's dead and it's 35 degrees outside. Well, you know what? That's not his fault. He shouldn't miss school. I got the stroller out, bundled the kids up, and walked him a mile, probably a little over a mile to school. 35 degrees. Pissed as ever. And then didn't even think to change my boots into tennis shoes. So, my feet look great right now. All red and lovely. Get him there on time. And I mean, barely on time. It was like right at 10:30. But, I had seriously like 20 minutes to walk that far with 55 pounds and a single stroller. So, thankfully, the stroller is a jogging stroller and it does have real wheels. So, or real tires. So, that helped. But yeah, it was interesting. I get him to school, apologize for being late, try not to jump on my soapbox. Call my mom, let her know that, I might be dead by the time I get home because my legs feel like jelly. My best friend messages me because she's seen I put on Snapchat that my morning was going like hell. Effing hell, to be, on point. She's like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm not. My truck won't start. Getting kind of sick of being a stay-at-home mom. I always go through points like this where I get sick of being a stay-at-home mom because, I mean, you just do. You kind of feel useless sometimes, like the world's pinned against you because nothing seems to go your way when you do the same thing every single day. It's just so interesting. And then when I messaged my other half that he wasn't going to school because the truck was dead, you know what he wants to message me back? He messages me back, well, I guess that's my fault, as usual. Nowhere did I say it's your fault the truck was dead or, it's your fault he can't go to school. No. I quote what I said was, well, he's not going to school today because the truck is dead. That's all I said. You can't tell if I was yelling, which I was. I was yelling. But I didn't all caps it. I didn't nothing. It was, well, he's not going to school because the truck is dead. But apparently, that makes it a book long. I'm blaming him for it. Whatever. Whatever floats his boat at this point. I'm so pissed off right now, I don't even care. So, to jump off my soapbox, my podcast for today is all the bullshit that can happen being a stay-at-home mom. Your vehicle's dead. You have to walk your kid to school because, your other half has the other vehicle at work. And everybody else works, but the couple of your friends that are also stay-at-home moms, but you shouldn't have to call anybody else to jump off your vehicle or to take your kid to school. So you get it done. You're a stay-at-home mom. That's your job. You don't get sick days. Well, you don't get sick days even if you're not a stay-at-home mom. You just don't. You do it all anyways. You get up with the kids. You get up and go to work, or you get up with the kids, you still get up and clean the house and do all that that you need to do because you're a mom. That's what you do. So everything went along. I took him to school. I got home. I put the little one down for somewhat of a nap with a sippy cup so that way I could just come back down to earth because let's face it, I've walked for an hour in 35 degree weather and I didn't have blankets and stuff around me and an enclosed stroller, so I was nice and toasty. Trust me. Did want to get up there with them and see if somebody else, would walk up and push, but that didn't happen. So today I'm going to do jack nothing. Jack nothing is what I'm going to do. I'm over it today. Probably be over it for tomorrow too. You'll probably get more bitching like this, but it's just what happens. Sometimes your days don't go as planned and it goes totally downhill, and you have to remember all the good days and how to pick yourself back up. Because even though everything is on you, you just got to go on with it. It'll get better. Tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow the truck will start. I'll take him to school as usual, and I'll forget all about today. Okay. Probably won't forget about it tomorrow. Let's get real with that one. But I'll get over it by the time the end of this week, and I'll be over it. Thought about going in, applying for a waitress job, something part-time, a couple evenings a week. That way, when the other half gets home, he can keep the boys for a couple hours, like three days a week, probably, maybe four. And I can work, earn a little bit of that cash flow, not feel so guilty about being a stay-at-home mom, because let's face it, sometimes you just go through that guilt of feeling useless, not being able to contribute, because, I mean, I do all the time. But today's just one of those days, and I've been thinking about it for a while. The last time I tried to work, I tried to do a day job and tried to do the daycare and or a babysitter, and, you know, nobody wants to stick around and keep your kids that long, and then daycare is going to charge $1,000 for two kids a month. And, you know, I probably, let's get real, if I made $1,000 a month, it'd still all go to daycare. And the jobs I could do at the moment with my kids being so young and being in preschool during the day, it's just, it's not going to happen. So I figured, let's do a waitressing job, get a maybe save to $200 a week that can go towards gas, you know, just simple things. I mean, I wouldn't be a stay-at-home mom if we couldn't afford it, but then, you know, it's the simple things that I could take care of that could make myself feel better, putting gas in my vehicle and going and getting the youngest one's diapers and just little simple things that can make somebody feel a little bit more useful than they are. So that way nobody can say, well, I paid for that, so it's mine. Nope. Try again. Now I work too. So, you know, sometimes that petty stuff happens and things are said that they didn't mean, but, you know, it happens. So I'm going to leave this podcast right there. I'm going to leave it after having a shitty day like me. I hope it gets better. And hopefully the next time we talk, everybody is in better moods. Have a good day.